what?
Having a good time!
Like a what?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and y'all ready for a chat, because we got a snack! We got another chocolate bar.
And I have a water, gotta stay hydrated, you know.
I ain't got no water. I got
Have you drinking water already today? No. I'm not even the life. Only... Besides this one, I've only drinking one, and I haven't even started on this one.
Only one?
That's only 16 ounces. Only
I mostly drink my water at nights.
Really?
Yeah, I have like, I keep my water bottle next to my bed. I drink at least two of my water bottles
every
night.
No, I always put water with me also at night, but like, all the water you mostly consume is at night, is what you're trying to say? Like, most of it? Girl, that's like bad.
Unless I'm at like work, and I'll drink water throughout the day while I'm
at
work.
When I'm at work, so it's like, we got a big size there, like the extra large. I try to drink one. Sometimes two. Usually the second one, I'm like on my way out though.
Oh, look at this little face.
But for the longest, I was on, I'm drinking two at work.
Oh, girl.
Girl, I was going to the bathroom so frequently. Money, girl. Because I mean, I'm at work.
I love a good bathroom break at work. I love a good
bathroom. How's your week been?
My week's been pretty. Speaking of work, my week's been pretty good. Speaking of this exact chocolate bar right here.
It's so good.
And speaking of it being really good, this customer, he was really handsome. He was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Love a military man. Yes. Love a man
he
in uniform.
He comes pretty frequently.
I know.
So he been eyeing you.
He walks up to me and, you know, I'm taking his order. Hi, how are you? And we're chatting. We're having a good time. I've been training this last week. So, like, when I'm talking to customers up in the front, I try to, like, actually have like a conversation with them instead
like, show her like what to say
instead of just like don't show your booty hole on camera, Athena.
There you got blocked out.
You are literally a lady. So he walks up and he starts asking me about the chocolate bar, and I'm like, oh, you have to get it, it's so good, it has like chunks of cookie in it, it's like so tasty, like you gotta get it. He goes, what, do you want one? I said, oh, I get them all the time. Like, no, I'm like, I'm good. He was like, I'll buy you one. I said, well, if you're offering, obviously I'm going to take it. I thought it was a joke, like a tiki joke. I didn't actually want him to buy me one. And he goes, you know what? Actually, you know what? Yeah, add a second one on there. And I was like, oh, I sold him on two. I could literally be a salesperson.
You could be.
I could literally be a salesperson. I sold him on two. And then he goes, no, that one's for you. I want you to have it. And I said, what?
Yeah,
I said, oh.
No, you get to act a little shit like, oh my god, me?
Yeah, no, I was really
like, you gotta play it up a little.
I said, oh my god, are you serious? He said, yeah, I really want you to have it. You're really nice. Said, oh! Aww. You want me bad? I'm sorry.
She said, what is going on? What's happened to him?
So
he's having like a body reaction.
So basically, I just got free chocolate, and you know, the weight of my heart is gonna be free food.
Mm-hmm.
Free food. I love food.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't really have, like, I've been training. Okay, honestly. I don't want to, like, complain about training because, yes, I did want to do it. And I'm still really enjoying doing it. But it is just, like, really draining. Like, I just feel like
I'm sure it's just, like, because they're, like, constantly talking.
Yeah.
Girl, I know that's just me. But, like, I get drained, like, constantly talking.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just, like, I just want to shut the fuck up, honestly.
And it's just, like, constantly. Constant talking the whole day. And it's a little bit, like, sometimes it's, like, talking to a brick wall. Because I'll, like, talk. Yeah, I'm just, like, basically talking at her a lot of the times. And it's, like, kind of fun.
Yeah, because you're giving her all the
Giving her all the info. Luckily, she's, like, really cool. She's great. I like her. Luckily, we have, like, pretty good convos when it's not, like, talking to a wall. And then she lets me hit her vape. Because the first day we took out the trash, I was trying to, like, get a vibe for, like, how she is. And this was my first day training. And I was like, yeah, usually when I take out the trash, it's, like, that's my time that I hit my vape. And she goes, oh, thank God she pulled out. And I said,
oh! I love her for doing that.
And she said, oh, thank God, I'm pulled out. I said, there's a tax. There's a tax.
So this is what you gotta pay also for training you.
There's a tax. There's a tax. You gotta slide that over. And every single day, I'll be like, slide it over. The first few days, we were just taking out the trash. Oh. We just kept taking out the trash. And I'd be like, come on. Give it over.
Like, we know what's happening.
You already know.
Here's a drill.
But she's really nice. I really like her. It is just like, I used to train Bilo a lot, and even then it wasn't as exhausting as...
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just, like, cause, like, it's more extensive? Because, like, you do training here, at least, for a good few days.
Yeah.
Almost a week or
when
two,
I,
right?
Yeah, training, when I worked at a grocery store, it was only, like, 2 days, and then I was like, You're on the
That's longer than that.
You're on the floor, bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm training for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's very much extensive. Much longer than when I got trained.
Yeah, way longer than when I got trained. I got trained for like 4 days and they were like, good luck.
Threw me out there and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Oh my god, it's so...
Especially when they threw me out there. They threw me on bar. I know, damn. I'm telling you, I was bad at bar.
You said, what's a caramel macchiato?
It probably wasn't until, like, I got hired around, like, the beginning of May, and I probably wasn't relatively good at bar until, like, almost the end of that year. Like mm-hmm. December-ish, mm-hmm. January-ish. Because I remember I was making Christmas drinks. Yeah.
Did you go through that probationary period of being on drive-thru for, like, months?
Yeah, but honestly, even though I did hate it, I was kind of like...
Thank God.
Suck at bar. Yeah, like, no, that would have been a worse time.
I do not want to be doing that
now. The one I liked more was front, though.
I love doing front. Front food is one of my favorite positions.
Yeah, so I was like, ugh, but like, you know, mm-hmm. at least I'm relatively better there than being on bar. And I'd rather be somewhere where I'm good at than not. You know what I mean?
I hate not being good at something.
No, literally, that's one thing I didn't like when I was starting at Bath & Body Works. Not really knowing how to do things, and I was like, fuck, I hate this. Like, I have to, like, ask.
Being new almost feels embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, hey!
Hey, I don't know what I'm doing, can you help me?
Can you show me?
It's like, oh, I hate it. I hate being new. And then, I still think about, I mean, we've talked about it on here before, but when my first day not being trained and I made the counters fall, basically, I still...
So funny.
Think about it. I still think about it. I look like I can still like, see like, that
they
picture.
Like, told you to take it off. The manager time you said that told you to take it off. That's like also on her. She's like,
she'll like take the legs off.
Like, of course you would do it. You're a new hire. Of course you'd be like, the manager told me to do this. All right, here.
I'll be taking the legs off and.
And also, like, the way is like you'd have to be doing that in front of everyone. So it's also the way like everyone else watched you do it too.
And
didn't say anything to you. And then he still got yelled at by one of the supervisors.
Yeah, when I got back.
He yelled at everyone.
And he was there.
She said, you're doing too much. She's like, calm the bug down. And the way he's holding on to you right now.
He was there the day that I was doing, like, taking the legs off. So then when I got back, he didn't say a damn thing. So when I got back, he screamed in my face and said.
Like, I was literally told to do it.
I was literally told. No one told me how.
She said, you're doing too much, Daniel. Like, you gotta calm down.
What is your problem?
She's like, pay attention to me.
She's been so cuddly these last few days.
Oh, so sweet.
I know.
She says that you're gonna leave for, like, a while.
That's,
you know, but, like, that's like, fuck.
I thought you meant...
Like, die?
I thought you meant the house. Like, I was like, you're sitting at you.
Like, how's that? Because that's a whole debacle. I have... Explain to them.
Oh, okay. So, these last few weeks, I have been basically...
Honestly, month.
No,
the last month. Every time I've had a conversation with you about your house, it's been like the last month.
Yeah, this last month I have been ring, hello, can I renew my lease? And every single time he's like, it's coming, don't worry. It's coming, Diva, don't worry, it's gonna come to you. And so I was like, okay, it's coming. It still haven't came yet.
That looks possessed. Look at her eyes. It's just white. Oh, wait, she opened her eyes now.
It still hasn't came. I still haven't got it.
Even now?
Even now, I still haven't got it.
And that's next week?
Stop.
No, you need to call him on Monday. Like, yeah, it's literally next week.
It's literally this week.
I need to be signing papers right now.
I need the papers now. And also, it's Thanksgiving next week. And so that's another day that I'm not going to be able to contact him. Because, you know.
No, I'm playing Monday morning.
Hello.
I haven't gotten it, Steven. I need to sign papers like, right now.
Hello.
Like, I'll drive to you.
I will come to you. Anyway, how's your week, girl?
Oh, my week's... kind of tiring, honestly, guys. But also, like, I had a few good things happen. Yes. Literally today, girl, I took the longest, not even nap, I just slept really long. Because I went to sleep yesterday relatively early, probably, like, around 12-ish, mm-hmm. you know, which is pretty early for me. Honestly, I just consider that early. But I literally slept from 12 to, like, probably around, like, 11 is when I woke up. It was a long time.
I did that today, too.
Yeah.
I went to sleep around, like, well, I didn't go sleep around 12. I went to sleep around, like, 1. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up today around, like, 11:30. And I said, why did I sleep for so long?
No, there definitely were a few times where I did wake up, though, in between that. But, only once. But I still went to sleep right away. But anyways, I also had a weird dream. Now that we're talking about my sleep. I had this really weird dream yesterday, like, when I woke up.
What does it mean?
What?
What does it mean?
Girl, I don't fucking know. See, I kind of was on the fence of telling it, because I feel like whenever you're telling someone, like, a dream you had, like, the sleeping dreams, you know, like, a dream. No, well, not like, I dreamed to be this.
Yeah.
Like, not like that. Yeah. Anytime you, like, tell someone, like, a dream you had, like, while sleeping, people are like, okay.
I don't give
like,
a fuck.
I really don't give a fuck, like, what you slept about. But I'm going to tell you, because it's kind of weird. So, like, I don't remember, because, like, I had more than just one weird dream. I had another weird dream. This one I kind of correlate to, like, Bath and Body Works. Y'all, I quit. Basically, in that dream, I also like, quit, but it's like, actually 20%, just, like, left.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
And this is where it actually gets to the part where I'm like,
did you answer the phone call? I'm so sorry.
Oh, she actually didn't call me. Oh yeah, here's another thing. So guys, I quit, right? And then I kept kind of forgetting to quit, like, the day before. I actually had to go in for a shift. I just kept forgetting because in my head I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm already out of there, you know? Like, I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. But anyways, finally the day of that shift, I was like, fuck, like, I really need to tell her. And I mean, I told her in the morning because I work in the mornings anyway, so I was already up in the morning. And I told her in the morning, she didn't answer me until, like, probably, like, 1-ish. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, like, the computer's going slow for me. I'll call you in a minute. And I'm like, call me in a minute.
Call me.
Like, I don't know. It's like, in my head, it's like, I've never quit before. So in my head, I'm like, what else does she need to tell me? Or, like, what else is there to it? You know, like, I already quit. You know where to send the money, you know?
Yeah, send me the last check.
Like, I've gotten the other few checks. You don't gotta, like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But in my head, I was like, most likely not gonna answer because what does she gotta say to me that she can't leave on a voicemail? So in my dream, basically, I already, like, left. And it wasn't, like, a Bath and Body Works job I was working in my dream. It was just, like, I was just working somewhere. I don't know what the fuck I was even doing, honestly. I just left, blah, blah, blah. Then I'm, like, walking out. I'm in the building. And this is where I kind of also forget. Like, I'm looking for my keys. And I just can't find my keys. But then I end up actually being in my bag, even though I looked in my bag. And again, I don't really know what happens over this, but I just get in my car at this point, and I'm driving. And there's this road where I drive, like, by my house that I was driving on in my dream. And all of a fucking sudden, some person pulls up next to me, being like, hey, stop, stop. You know, it's some random ass man. Me in my dream, I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, your lights are on, like, my hazard lights. So I'm like, oh my god, I'm sorry. And I pull over and I turn them off because, you know, you're just supposed to have them on, like, you know, it's a natural hazard, you know? Yeah. And then I don't know why. I'm guessing my dream was, like, so apologetic about it because he's like, that's so unsafe, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the fuck was going on in my dream. But I had the window down. And at this point, I'm like, yeah, sorry. But I'm trying to drive away at this point. And I'm trying to drive away. But then he's like, grabbed onto, like, my car. I mean, also, I couldn't drive away still. But, like, he's just, like, holding it because I had my window down. And then, like, I'm like, yeah, sorry. And I'm trying to drive away. And he's like, again, he's like, no, bitch. And then he grabs my hand. Cause that's why I'm trying to fight this dude. He grabs my hand. And when I wake up, I'm like this. Bitch, it was scary. I was like, oh, my God. But then I'm like, when I woke up, I was like, that's so unsafe of dream, Maria. Like, why would I put my window down?
Waking up.
No, literally. I'm surprised I didn't wake up screaming. Because there have been a few times I've woken up screaming. I've woken up screaming. I've woken up crying. I've woken up laughing. I don't know. During my eating story, I told you I would wake up smacking myself in the face because I haven't jumped about eating a cupcake. And the thing is, it happened more than once. It's not like it happened like one time. Like, I was like, I was so far in my eating disorder that I wanted to eat so bad that I would dream about food. And then I would wake up smacking myself.
Oh, waking up laughing is just.
I just really get into my dreams, I guess.
Wow, do you dream every night?
I would say so. I feel like I always have a dream.
You remember them?
No. I won't say that. I feel like I used to remember my dreams pretty good, but also, like, I feel like my memory's kind of fucked after, like, smoking a lot. Not even gonna lie. I feel like that period when I went through, like, smoking heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily. Really. Yeah. Girl, I wasn't heavy. But, like, heavily I meant. I feel like that definitely did do something to my memory. And also just even start. Me 24/7, yes. But also just, like, starting.
You about like, to memory- eat, like,
literally, about to do just anything. Girl, I'm just waking up reaching for the pen already.
See, that is...
Like, I was just doing it. But I also wasn't, like, a bad state in my mind anyway. So I know why I was doing it. But it's like, once I realized it and I was like, I gotta stop this shit. Anyways, I'm just like, after like two times it happened where I finished a cart in like a week, I was like, I gotta do something.
In the morning, hit the pin.
Literally.
I really can't wait for when we go to New York and we do a Wake and Bake.
Yes, me too.
That one I am excited for because I've never.
But even then, it won't be like, I feel like it won't be right away Wake and Bake. So, you know, we'll get ready.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We gotta
we're gonna walk over to the place. We're gonna
We gotta get ready. We're
gonna basically walk over to the cart.
But basically, wake up for an hour and then bake. No, even though I feel like it doesn't. No, maybe it does take us an hour to get ready. I loved.
Also, I've been wanting to ask you this. So, like, when we go to New York, this time around, I definitely do want to go to that tramway. I know you're not into heights, so I'm gonna say, do you want to join me or no? Because if not, I'm thinking for one of the days, I'm just gonna like embark by myself in the morning, and then like later on, I'll just like meet you somewhere
At the
like after that, because it's in Manhattan. So I'm like, I'll go do that.
I do not want to do that tram thing.
Meet me. Okay.
I do not want.
Then we'll do that.
But I do want to leave together. Like, when we
you want
to
leave together?
When we go do it that morning, I would like to leave together. So, like, at least I'm, like, up and doing stuff. Because I feel like if you go, like, if you just wake up in the morning, you go, bitch, 12 p.m.
I'm gonna tell you, like, hey, I'm leaving.
No,
you kind
of
do your thing.
No, I would like to get up and leave together that morning. Because I'm telling you, girl, I'm telling you. If you're like walking to me, like, I'm leaving, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. Especially with that hard floor I'm about to be sleeping on.
You got the cushions?
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Oh my gosh, but my other good news.
Oh, yeah, good news. Good news.
So, yeah, I quit Bath & Body Works because of this main reason, honestly. So, a few months ago, what?
Oh, I forgot you told me. I thought there was, like, drama, but you already told me what happened.
Oh, no, no. Bath & Body Works, honestly, like, the work environment was pretty fine. I mean, everyone there was relatively nice or, like, just meh. So, except for that one person that had that bad experience when they told me their name. She's like, I don't even work here. Like, oh. Because she worked at a different store, and I'm like, okay, Carmen, let's calm down. I'm just asking you your name and saying hi to you. But anyways. Hey, Carmen. Yes, I won't forget her name. I won't forget her name just because of the way she reacted once I asked her her name and said hi to her. But anyways, the reason I even wanted that job was because just get a little extra cash, you know, and it was $13. Honestly, that's what also kept getting me. $13? Like, it's such an easy job, but, like, $13?
I don't know. That's not too bad.
I don't know. $13?
Girl, I got paid $7.50 at Bilo.
Yeah. Imagine getting paid $7.50 now.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. So that's me with 13. It's not like $13.
You're right. You've been getting $17
in this kind of economy, girl, $13. And that being like your sole, like, I know it wasn't my sole paycheck, but I'm like, imagine this being my sole paycheck. And also, I told you,
how were the checks?
Not that well. Like 200. The highest was like 200 something.
Were you getting paid weekly?
No, bi-weekly. You could get paid weekly, but I did bi-weekly.
You're getting paid bi-weekly and you're still only getting
$200. Yeah, I wasn't working that often. That's another thing. I wasn't working that often. But yeah, it was like 200. But anyways, I quit. Because, also, a few months ago, my insurance, the way I understood it was, I was getting a renewal on my insurance, right? And I said $851. I'm like, $851?
A month?
I'm not made out of money to pay $851 a month. That's what I was thinking,
that's
right?
Like my rent.
Because it didn't say anything in there about, like, me paying anything else. It just said renewal premium $851. And I'm like, premium the fuck, like, I'm here thinking maybe they're like charging me for something else, like giving me a little extra
you
that
said,
I don't want.
I never,
like, I just want
premium.
Like, I just want the regular stuff. And I was also thinking maybe like my ticket is affecting it, because like I told you I got pulled over a few months ago. So I was like, maybe like my ticket's affecting it, and like a few family members were like, no, like your ticket doesn't affect it, blah blah blah. And I'm like, they probably don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And in my head I'm like, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because why is my insurance going up? But anyways, I ended up going to my insurance literally, like, this week, in the beginning of this week, because that's when, like, the renewal would go into effect, and I was like, I gotta get into it. Like, I gotta talk to them.
We gotta go chat.
Because I'm not about to pay $150, and I gotta figure this out if I need to go to a different insurance, you know? So I go there, and I'm talking to the lady, and she's like, let me look it up. Because I told her, like, oh, like, my insurance is gonna go up $851. She's like, okay, let me look it up. You know, she's looking at my account. She's like, it says here you're paying only $171. I'm like, $171?
But like for me,
I was like, for me, like, I got an email that said this, and she's like, oh, no, no, like, that's how much it's gonna be, like, after the 6 months, like, in total. And I'm like, oh, we got no problem here then, because at that point, my insurance was going down, because I was paying $240.
I can quit! Then,
wait, I don't need them $13. I'm sorry, $13? I just, like, don't want to be there for $13.
And also, like, you're working, and, like, all that work is basically just, like, your month of insurance in one check.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. And also, like, Sometimes when I would spend my money, I'm like, wow, that's like basically most of my check going away. At least for Bath and Body Works. Like, obviously, I knew I'm still getting my other check. I would just think about it. I would always think, yeah, I'd always think about like when I was spending my money. I was like, that's this much for my Bath and Body Works check. I'm at $13. Is just, I just feel like that's not pretty good.
Yeah, no,
especially
not.
Now. I feel like $16 and up.
Oh yeah, that's it. $16 and up.
Yeah.
I have one more little story before we take a little before we take our first break and finish about our week. This was so fucking weird. This happened at work the other day.
Ooh.
And there's this man who comes into the cafe and he wears his headphones and he man spreads throughout the whole bit.
Really?
He's sitting, imagine my legs from this couch to this couch, and he sits right here and he has his headphones.
Wait, I feel like I know who you're, and he has like kind of little short shorts. Sometimes.
I don't know.
Does he have a beard?
He comes in, he spreads his arms throughout the, we have like a really big couch in the middle of our lobby, in the middle of our cafe, I'm sorry, and he spreads his arms out behind the couch, and he spreads his legs so wide, and he talks on the phone, but he uses his AirPods, and so he's literally, and he's talking so loud, he screamed basically in our cafe about, and you know, I guess he assumes that we're listening to him. Hi, honey.
Oh, she's so lovey-dovey. I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about. Does he only come in, like, the afternoons or something?
He usually comes at night, yeah.
She just wants your love and attention.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
So he told us that way better.
He's screaming in the cafe, basically.
Yeah.
He laughs so fucking loud.
Yeah.
And then at work, I usually, my name is shorter. I go by something else at work, usually. Usually not Nathaniel, it's usually Nathie, everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's yelling in our cafe, and then I hear, Nathy. And I said, and I'm, like, standing, so one of our coworkers, we talked about them on the last episode, they're a fucking bitch. We're doing this thing at work where we're taking pictures of everybody.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want my picture retaken, will you take it for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take it for you. And so I'm standing in the doorway to the bag, and I hear, Nathy. And I turn around, and he's turned around staring at us, and I turn back at our coworker, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And then I just keep hearing him shout it, and then he runs up and shouts. He runs up to us. I'm standing, like, in the doorway
like,
to the...
Like, actually runs?
Like, a light jog, if you will.
Oh.
But I'm standing, like, you know, in the doorway to where we go to, like, the back where we keep, like, our stock and stuff. He runs up and he yells our coworker's name. And I said... And he goes, I'm not crazy. And I said...
You're acting fucking crazy.
He said, I'm not crazy. And I said, okay. He goes, I'm talking to someone on the phone. I swear I'm not crazy. And I was like... Oh, it's fine. I was like, you do you. Like, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I was like, we're working. Like, you do you. And he was like, well, it's a whole thing. Me and my wife, we're kind of like doing like this right now, and we're separating. When he said wife, girl, I thought this man was a gay man.
Mm.
He said, me and my wife, we're doing this.
Well, that's why
and
doing
I said,
that.
And I said,
maybe that is why they're doing that. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe he's finally feeling comfortable with sexuality.
And he just, I mean, he kept sticking his tongue out at us. Like, he'd be talking about,
I'd be like, he's like laughing his face off. I'm laughing.
And his tongue was brown. And I said,
brown?
And I get it.
Oh, he's not brushing that tongue.
No, I get
you
it.
You get it?
No.
You
like,
get it? Show me that tongue.
No. Listen, I get it because, like, he was just drinking coffee, so, like, his tongue got a little stained. But, like, it was like.
But that brown?
But it was, like, brown. I said.
Because I drink coffee at work, too. And my tongue isn't brown
yeah,
after
no,
I drink it. I should be drinking straight espresso with just a few shots of syrup.
And so...
Brown? Yeah, he's not rushing that song. Don't make excuses for him. He is acting crazy.
He was like, but I just want to let y'all know that I'm not crazy. And the way that he ran up to us yelling our names, I was like...
Trying to say your name?
Yeah, trying to say my name and then saying our coworker's name. I said, what is going on? And then he just went on for like 5 minutes about how he's not crazy and how he's so excited for Thanksgiving and he's going to go visit his brother for Thanksgiving. And I was like...
Oh, girl. See, there's one thing about me. I also love getting into details with people. When they start saying stuff like that, I'm like, oh, my God, really? Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening?
Girl, I didn't...
Were you so excited about Thanksgiving? I don't know.
I did not want to go into detail. With the unprompted running... I'm not crazy.
No, that is crazy.
And then he's like, I'm going to my brother's for Thanksgiving, and I'm so excited. And he's like, are you excited for Thanksgiving? I said, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to spend time with my family. It's going to be good. Oh, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be so good. But anyway, I just wanted to come over and say hi, and I'm not crazy, and I'm just getting separated from my wife, and it's a whole thing. And I was like, he was like, I'm sure as you heard from my phone call, I said, oh, don't worry, we weren't listening in. Because, like, we're not listening in.
I will say one thing about me, I will listen in. Especially if they're talking loud enough, we're going to hear, ooh, what's happening?
It almost felt like he wanted us to listen in.
He probably did. I mean, the fact that he came up to you saying,
I'm not crazy.
Stuff like that.
I said.
Well, also just say that, like, if you, as you were hearing or blah, whatever he said, that it alluded that you were listening to it.
Yeah, and I said, yeah. I'm not. What did she say?
I feel like he definitely was thinking you were listening in. Yeah, I'm sorry for this break.
Wait, are you ready to take a break?
Okay, yes, get ready, guys, because we're going to get a little deep on some of my stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get a little deep. We're getting really deep.
I'm scared.
Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a small
little. Oh, and then she's over the flower. Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, no, she wants to leave.
She wants out. Girl, if she's skinny, she doesn't want to walk that way.
All right, we're gonna take a quick little break. We're gonna be right back. We are going to be right back.
Hello, guys. We are back.
Hello, everyone. We are back. Maria, I have a question.
What is it?
Has there ever been, like, a character they've ever seen that you just, like, thought was really attractive but no one else did?
Yes, but, like, I feel like everyone needs to know about it.
I feel like everyone needs to know about it. So, let's play Hear Me Out.
Hear me out.
Ooh, yeah, let's play it. I feel like we don't have it already, though.
Well, that was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
That was pretty good for on the spot. Like,
it was.
I know. Okay. We're going to play Hear Me Out, where...
You want to say... I kind of, like, when we do segues... I'll tell you later, actually. We don't have to have this combo here. Okay. Because it's, like, a business combo. I love our business combos. When we're like, let's have a business combo, I'm like, yes. Like, I feel like we're, like, in a meeting, like, we're getting serious. Because, I mean, it is serious, you know? Because once we do get big, we're going to have business combos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Thank you so much combo. For 3,000 subscribers, yes. By the way. We are so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I don't know. Something about the business combos makes me so
I know,
cool.
I know, I love.
I love them.
I always feel like, okay, I'm so glad that you love them, because...
I remember this so hard, I'm like, ooh, right, it's serious here.
No, I know, I'm so glad that you love them, because every time I have them, every time I tell you, like, we need to have a business meeting, every time I'm like...
I love it, it's so serious. I mean, it is serious what I'm saying.
I sit there and I'm like, I feel ridiculous, like, that's literally so stupid of me to say, like, a business meeting. No, every time I say it, I'm like... It's so... Anyway, we're going to play Hear Me Out, where we're each going to give a character, and you just have to hear us out.
I hope you're ready.
Do you want to play Rock, Paper, Scissors? See who goes first.
Sure, but I'm ready.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh!
You go.
Okay, so my first Hear Me Out that I have is going to be the basic Roblox avatar.
Oh my God, no.
The basic Roblox avatar.
I didn't have that much of a crush, but I definitely, like, saw it.
No, right?
Because like, it was definitely talked about, but, like, it was definitely, like, there, but it wasn't there.
You, like, you kind of see it, though,
no,
right?
I kind of see it. Something about when he's running and everything.
And I love the way... the way he moves, the way he runs. Girl, I used to
that
be
ball
like,
head.
That ball... I love a bald man.
He's a clean...
When you see someone bald, don't you just want to, like, kind of, like...
No, especially if it's actually shiny, because sometimes I'm going to be looking dry as fuck. Sorry, but... But yeah, I've seen some squeaky clean ones. I'm like, oh my God.
I just kind of want to...
Although sometimes bald on the guy, it works.
Sometimes it does
like, if there's a look.
There's a look.
Steven.
It's that smile. Who the fuck is Steven?
Wait, I thought everyone would call him Steven back then. Am I being wrong? I remember, like...
That was the Minecraft avatar, Steve.
No, but I thought it was him, too.
No.
I feel like that, like, 2017, 2018, everyone was calling him Steven.
Was they?
I feel like it's specifically that time frame. And if it wasn't Steven, it was definitely something else. You don't remember him having a name? Mm-mm. Girl, let me see.
I don't remember him having a name ever.
Really? I don't know. Unless I'm remembering wrong. Or like, am I just Sunish?
Can you open that door a little bit?
Yeah.
She, it looks like she's trying to leave. But you she's being lazy. Okay, I guess she did not. Now she's just standing there.
But you just want to watch Yuki.
Yeah, we have our guest in the other room, Zucchini. He's napping. He's tired.
Yeah, because he's a busy man. He's a busy... Just laying around. And going house to house, getting food.
Getting food from house to house. I swear, he's so big and greedy.
Maybe his name wasn't Steven. I don't know. He does not pull up. Okay, so hear me out. This one you do know about, because, guys, we were going to do a hear me out with the cake. But then, why did we ever... Oh, because you couldn't print out yours.
Yeah, I couldn't print mine out.
Yeah, and I remember, like... I remember you told me, like, I can't print it out. I was like, oh my gosh, here I come to the rescue. Because he was like, I can't print it out. I'm like, I have a library card. You just need a library card. And, like, you can sign in. Fucking pull up. And it's not going through my fucking library card. Which I'm so, it's so weird because I know it works at different, like, libraries. Uh-huh. So I'm like, it's, but, like, when she gave me the pamphlet, it was on a specific one. So I'm just probably like, this one's out of the restriction.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I really thought this one was in the description.
You said,
like,
I'm coming!
No, literally, he was like, I can't do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here I come. Like,
it's my time.
Yeah, that's, I was like, yeah, let's go in there. Let's just, shoot.
Let's
I
try it.
I was so ready. And then I couldn't do it. But yeah, that's why we weren't able to do it. But he doesn't know about this one because I told him about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the glasses guy from Hotel Transylvania. If you know, you know. Like, he has orange hair, so imagine that also on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just really funny. It's a personality for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I don't know. Something about him. Also, glasses on a man is hot. It is. But again, is that, like, that bald thing? Whoa. Wait, you're, like, so hot, Nathaniel.
And I'm wearing cologne.
Ooh, man over here. Ooh. But I love cologne on man. I know some people are like, ooh, cologne, no. But I love cologne.
I love cologne on man too.
Mm-hmm. I always some of them are too strong, but like the thing is, just find a good cologne. If you have a good cologne, you're set. Honestly,
I always wear perfumes. You know, I'm like small and dainty and womanly, of course. But I've been trying to go, you know, into that.
You're so mash.
And I'm so mask. I'm
a hunk.
I'm
a twunk.
A twunk. Oh my god!
I finally remembered.
That was so good. I was trying to find. Apparently, the taste and perfume that I'm looking for. Apparently, there's a name for it. I just discovered there's a name for it. It's called.
Is that candy?
It's not.
I know this story also always invokes something out of you.
I know, because I just don't understand.
Like, I get what you mean, but like, you get so angry.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
You can tell it. Because okay, you will tell it the best way.
Okay, so, as a gay man, sometimes there comes with shame when asking for, like, feminine things. And so me and Maria were at Sephora, and I was like, Maria, will you ask the perfume lady if there's any, like, candy-like fragrances? Because I really want something, like...
I know what you mean. Not, like, candy smell.
Yeah, like, I love, there's this perfume. It's like one, it's like a really...
Or just sugary, like really sweet.
I like, yeah. There's this perfume that I get, it's like, it's front, like, it's literally so cheap. Like, you could get it at Dollar General. Walmart? Like, they've gone at Walmart, that you can get it at Dollar General.
Some of those Walmart perfumes are really good, though. Like,
I know.
So, candy. Really no, sweet, really good.
There's one that is, cotton candy, and it was my favorite. I literally have, like, a one spray left in there, I think, that I'm just like, no,
really?
It's in my other car, that I'm just, like, saving for, like, the day I get to wear my cotton candy perfume. And it's so cheap, and it lasts literally all day.
Really?
All day. Like, I would wear it to school, and I'd be in class, and be like, cotton candy, like, that shit smell. Why are you avoiding that piece?
Because I thought that was yours. I thought you grabbed it and put it down, and I was like, I don't want to grab it now.
I was avoiding that piece too because I thought you were avoiding it because I thought like maybe you touched it or something. And I was like, why is she avoiding it then?
God, because he reached down at once. I was the only one eating this. Because I actually thought that when I was bringing out this one, I was like, damn, I'm halfway and I'm the only one eating.
No, I've got a sore in my mouth. But no, I thought you had piece it. Just now, it hurt a little bit, so I was just like.
You so you did grab it?
Not that one. I ate another piece.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I just thought like you had. I just swear I thought I had a memory of you with a chocolate in hand and putting it down.
Mm-mm, I just ate it, bitch.
Okay, well, I'll eat that one, I guess.
No, no, that's okay. I'll eat it.
Okay, take it, I guess. You know, it's mine. How do you call it?
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, anyway, that perfume lasts all day and it's so good. It's my favorite. But they always sell out the cotton candy, so I can never get it at some point.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Anyway, so I was like, Maria, will you go up to the lady and ask if they have, like, any candy-like fragrances? And so Maria walks up to this Sephora employee.
So confidently.
So confidently.
I really thought she would get it, too.
Yeah. This, I'm going to say something that might be ridiculous. Mm. That employee should be fired. The way that she said this to
me. No, she was definitely a little, like, rude about it.
Okay,
she
I'm obviously,
like, candy.
I'm obviously joking that she shouldn't be fired.
Yeah, but, I was like, that's a little bad, but.
This was great. So Maria walks up to her. Hey, girl. She's like, hey, excuse me. Do you have any fragrances that are, like, any perfumes that are, like, really, like candy? And this woman looks Maria in the eyes and goes, like food?
Oh, yeah.
Like food? What?
She was, like, astonished. She was literally astonished. Like, literally, asking her that.
I just remember me and Maria looking at her for a second, like, and Maria went, I don't remember what you said after that.
I was like, yeah, you know, like, sweet, sugary, I don't know.
I just remember her looking at her going, sweet. Like, food? So, like, almost, like, so
condescending. She was in shock. Like, how dare
food?
We ask food?
I was so. Every time I think about that story, I just, like, because you know what we mean when you say, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Candy. We want something sweet, maybe a little fruity, something a little tasty, something a little sugary.
It's like what's supposed to, like, an earthy smell. Mm-hmm. You know what they mean.
And she said, you're fucking disgusting.
And you're like dirt?
Yeah, imagine you walk up to someone.
That's what she's gonna say. Earthy? You mean like dirt?
Imagine someone. Okay, anyway, are you ready to move on?
I feel like she was, like, kind of by moon, was trying to be, like, a little too much. Which is doing a little too much. I don't know.
Like food? All right, ready to move on. Mm-hmm. All right, the next one I have. Have you ever seen the Bee Movie?
Oh, yes.
It's not the main bee.
What? Oh, my God, who?
It's the bee's best friend.
Oh, my God. I did not have a crush on him, but I did on the main one. Benny?
Did you? I don't remember. Girl, don't.
I don't know the name.
I don't know any of their names, but girl, he just did it for mm-hmm. me. Again, it's the glasses. The glasses are there. Mm-hmm. He was, like, really nerdy.
Mm-hmm. You're into him, yeah.
I don't know. And girl, I'm telling you, he had a big stinger.
Okay, so my other one.
I want you.
Oh, my goodness. I want you.
Stop.
But anyways, my other one is Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb. Also his daughter. I don't remember her name. Rebecca?
Vanessa?
Also Phineas. No, Ferb, not Phineas. Phineas is the one with the triangle head. Yeah. But I had to think for Ferb.
Vanessa?
Yeah, Vanessa. No, I was going to say, are you sure it's for Vanessa? But no, it's Vanessa. Because for a moment I thought it was the little one with the pink. No, her name's Isabella.
Yes.
But yeah, I confused her name. But yeah, Vanessa and Javin Schmerz.
I kind of get it. Right? I got to say it.
Also, them as a trio. Also, the captain.
Phineas, oh, the captain. Oh, no, though.
But honestly, even his sidekick. You know, a lot of characters from Phineas and Ferb are attractive.
I kind of like
the sidekick, Jeremy. You know, I ain't gonna lie on this one. The platypus. He was kind of. Why was the whole cast of Phineas and Ferb really kind of cute? Like the characters? Mm-hmm. Why were they all kind of cute?
Mm-hmm. No, I had to think of like basically all of them. Wait. I kind of get it. I kind
of. All of them are just like. Some of them. Candace? Jesus Christ. Yeah, Candace. Oh. Not for me. Don't do too much.
It's like a big ass head too.
Yeah.
Like I know all of them had like big heads, but his head was like big.
It was just like different. I mean, it was a triangle.
Wait.
Oh my God! No way! I was just flashing you my third one.
Oh, I didn't even see it. So like, does everyone like? I don't remember where I was going.
It was such a good show.
I loved it. Is everyone fuckable on that show?
Seems like it.
Okay, my next one's a little niche.
Okay.
It's a little niche.
Okay.
It's from a Colgate commercial.
Okay.
It is, this toothbrush. Look at the way he's looking down at her.
Whoa.
I know. Look at the... I'm going to flash picture. I don't have to show. But look at the way he's looking down at her. Like, why is it kind of like...
No, very intimate. Like,
no, whoa. Like, it's intimate. He's, like, about to dominate her a little bit. I'm no, like, literally wow. About to dominate. I know. It's like, wow. Like, do you... I
don't see it. That's why I was letting you speak. I was definitely hearing wow. But whoa. I got to admit, I don't see it.
Like, I almost want to be dominated
one
by
thing,
him.
Though... Colgate commercials, the Hispanic ones at least, they're so good. They always got the white, like, obviously it's a toothpaste ad, so of course they have white teeth. They're, like, white
are
as fuck.
Like, white teeth?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, but I don't know, it's like, I was just, like, the way the commercial just gives. Like, anytime I would see them, like, on the telenovela channels, come on, I'm like, they look so good. Like, oh, some of their commercials are really good.
I love seeing commercials, not, like, from other places in the world.
Oh, yeah. When I was in Mexico, the commercials were different, obviously.
I love to see how different they are.
No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I like to see that.
Have you seen Japanese commercials, bitch?
Those are so creative.
Those are so creative. I love
them. There was one I saw recently that was really good. It was like a soda one. And basically she sang a song. The only thing is it would change for like the name of the soda. And she'd be like have one different color. Like one was an orange one. Like everything was orange. Her like, not like her actual skin color. But like, no, I think actually, yeah.
They're so good at commercials.
But, like basically everyone's orange. Yeah, it was really good.
They're so good at commercials.
Okay. I don't remember his name.
Oh god.
But from Lion King, the second one, the sun. Wait, you said I'm gonna show the camera, so.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
I feel like that one's like, you get it, you know? But he wasn't the main one. Everyone always talks about Mufasa, I feel.
Everyone talks about he's
but no one ever talks about him. Mm-hmm. Something about the evil son. Scar's son. I don't know his name.
Lion King is always brought up in these Hear Me Out videos.
Who?
Lion King.
Oh, yeah. I know, like,
always brought up because everyone wants to fuck Mufasa. Everyone wants to fuck the other bitch.
Yeah, I don't know her name. But she's also from the second movie, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
What's the first one? Oh, no.
I don't know her name either. Okay, so did you see it?
I saw it. There's another one from that show, though, that's kind of fine. I'll say once you're done.
So my next choice was the My Leg guy from...
Mm-hmm. The eyes going both ways.
Yeah, the eyes going both ways. Like, I don't know.
Pose.
I stood up. Stood posed up. The way he yells my leg. Something about it.
My leg!
I'm like,
Do your best impression of him. Yeah, man, this is all you.
My leg!
Ooh. Wait, was it actually him? Oh my god, y'all been around,
this
huh? You paid attention!
This is a yodeling situational.
That's really good. Well, she's really good.
Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling,
yodeling. Wait, that ooh part, like, you got in there. That ooh yodeling, part.
Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling.
It was like... It's like Ariana Grande with her vocals for like her pitches. Ooh. Oh, yeah, ooh. Like you make it like vibrate. See, like that shit vibrating.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
But there's another one, the blue one. He's like all blue. He's got like pink spots.
I almost chose him. Mm-hmm. I almost chose him, but I had to go with my man, my leg.
Also, the bubble man. I'm gonna have some sort of thing for him.
Why do I? Or the lobster.
Oh yeah, Larry. I remember him.
Larry can get it any day of the week, honestly. Mm-hmm. Any day.
So, Charlie from the Charlie Factory. Wait, is his name Charlie? This man. Is his name
No, that's not Charlie.
Wonker. Mr. Wonker.
Willy Wonka. Charlie's the little boy.
Yeah. I didn't have a thing for him. That was really good, too.
Oh, no. I get
but
it.
But him. Wonker.
I get it. So I mean, Wonker. Johnny Depp, yeah. I'm going to want to fight. I'm so sorry.
But you gotta admit, Johnny Depp doesn't look like Johnny Depp in
No, movie. He always looks different every movie.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Scissorhands.
So hot. And yeah, he looks different.
I'm so sad he doesn't act anymore.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you.
and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Or
he doesn't?
I don't think so.
He's always in commercials for like cologne.
Is he?
Always. He's right. Okay, so I recently got an Ulta magazine because I get one like every week. And he's in he's in one of the sample perfumes.
Like every week.
I'm just giving people the details. Ooh, oh my god. But like, yeah, he's like in the cologne ad.
Does he do like movies anymore? I don't think he does movies anymore.
I don't know. I don't know his life.
Okay, are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Well, my last one, then we gotta go with Maria's. My last hear me out one. Oh, the girl, this one is, you better agree with me.
Oh my gosh, let's see.
Progressive, he used to have these commercials with this box.
Mm-mm.
And the
way, I read about being funny, but I remember being attractive.
No, the way he would wear the sunglasses he would wear. Do you see them in this picture?
Well, I see
that
him.
Smug smirk.
He's got on his lip too.
I know. And he sings in some of the commercials. I'm like, wow. He can serenade me too.
I vaguely remember that.
No, like I could get so down with this box, so down and dirty. So
no,
dirty.
But if it's flow, I can see it.
I mean, everyone wants Flo. Mm-hmm. I love Flo. She's the main hoe. She's that main girl.
She's a star.
She's a star. I used to love those commercials.
Yeah, they're really interesting.
The way they
State Farm. Oh my god,
Jake from State Farm. I want to fuck so bad, and that's not even a joke.
Wait, but like, Jake for Allstate. Isn't that his name? Jake.
Jake from State Farm.
No, Allstate.
Bitch, I don't know who
I'm thinking about Allstate. I thought his name was like Jake. Unless I'm just giving him a name.
I don't know who the fuck is from Allstate.
Hold on. No. He's like the evil. Don't look at that one.
Allstate. Are you in good hands?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, no. That was not the one I'm thinking of.
Mm-mm, girl. I'm
pretty sure it is Allstate.
Those Allstate commercials never stuck into this brain.
No. Okay, see, I remember his commercials. They really never stuck in your brain. Maybe it is State Farm. He's like a villain.
Mm-mm. Jake from State Farm is a good guy.
No, see, I know who Jake is.
Jake from State Farm, he's on TikTok. He is so fun.
Okay, let me just look up. Villain.
Villain
insurance guy, because he's like always like the villain.
Villain in the insurance commercial.
Or like he plays like the bad part.
Villain insurance?
Oh my god, can I fucking expose?
That is so crazy.
No, because, like, it's a specific... Him! Who is he for? He's for Allstate! When did he come up? Only the main Allstate guy came up. Something about him, the villain for Allstate, he's kind of fine. Like, never seen his... Okay, that's not him. Who is he? But, like, something about him.
Is this a hear me out for you?
That's a hear me out. Okay, exclusive here, bonus.
Hey, bonus!
The Allstate villain from State Farm.
I'll say.
Something about him. He's cute.
Y'all need
causing mischief and all that, you know?
Y'all need to go tell
like,
Jake.
Don't tell me he's not hot here. Look at him. Oh, fucked up.
I see it. It's kind of giving like James
this
Bond.
With the glasses.
It's kind of giving like James
and
Bond.
You just gotta hear him
speak, I mean, nothing
too.
Compares to
no. He definitely compares a lot to a box.
Nothing compares to the box, however.
Okay, but here's my other one.
What's your last one?
So, I loved creepypastas as a kid. Loved them.
Oh, you got me nervous.
No. Oh my god, do you want to know something? When I watched creepypastas after those girls that murdered their friend because they thought Slenderman was, like, their king.
Did you
like,
stop watching them?
No, I didn't stop watching them, but, like, I was always be like, kind of, like, nervy to tell people that I like watching them. Or even when my mom, even for my mom seeing that I was watching them. Because I remember her telling me the story, oh my god, of what happened. And I was like, oh my god, that's so crazy.
Obviously
it is crazy, but like I also watched creepypastas and I knew if I told her that I watched them or something, like she'd be like, no, don't watch that, blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of would be nervous for her to find out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. Something about creepypastas, after that story, it's like, I don't even think I was, like, weird or anything. Like, they're just, like, really good stories. No,
they are really good. I used to love Creepypasta.
But, yeah. Killer. Also, like, I mean, I was in middle school. So, it's, like, you know, you're definitely thinking about, like, what other people are thinking. I was, like, I don't even that think I'm weird.
Period, sometimes I wish I could go back to that time period.
Yeah, and it's, like, it really doesn't matter. I mean, there definitely were times where, like, I didn't care. But, like,
so
on the most part, I feel like there were times I did care. Oh, don't worry. I'm about to say it. Jeff the Killer and Jenna Killer specifically.
Oh, no, bitch. I get it.
Yeah. But I had to choose one that wasn't crazy.
No,
I... there's one where, like, they're all blood, girl. There's the one, I know, the one I first saw him. The first time I ever laid eyes on him.
The first time I ever wanted that man before.
Yes.
You know, that's so funny. That is part of the, you ever heard Lost Media really interests me?
No, yeah. Is this Lost Media for
no,
real?
No, no, the picture, like, that picture, that the one. Original picture is Lost Media. Like, they don't know what it looks like unedited. No one does.
Oh, I remember seeing some sort of video about it, but I don't remember what happened.
It's so interesting. No, I get it. No, oh, that no, I get it. That anime picture, I'm like...
Mm-hmm. I remember I would even watch this one spray paint video. It was not spray paint. It was a speed paint, like, on the computer, but it looked mm-hmm. speed paint, I guess. It was of Jane the Killer, and there's a song, "Something's Wrong With Me, What Oh."
Damn, girl, you were into it.
I just love that song. I was like, Deb. But because they don't have it on Spotify, and they ever being so mad.
Well, no.
It's such a good song. I still listen to it every once in a while. It's a good memory.
Girl, you gotta get sound.
Like, I just watch it all the time.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's yeah, a good one. No, that's, we're all done, mine. That's all weird. That we're done with you. Hear me out.
Yeah. Do you have anything? Like a little seg?
Do I have a little seg?
Do you want some of the chocolate?
I
can break it in half.
No, do you want it?
Well, yeah. But you do you want half?
No, you can't have it, girl.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll eat it. No, I know.
Okay. I'm thinking, sure, you know, because it's a pretty big piece.
That's the first time you've ever asked me more than once, if I'm sure.
That's true. Well, because, like, I feel like it'd be mean to be, like, because, like, he's probably being nice.
No.
That's what I thought in my head. I was like, he's probably being nice, being like, oh, no, I don't want it. So I was like, let me just ask a few more times to make sure. But anyways, I'm done asking.
Before we get into the, you're doing questions next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the questions, do you mind if we take a little break really fast?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Mom has to go pee. I gotta go pee pee.
Go release that flow. Yeah.
So we're gonna be, flow?
Hello.
Okay, so we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a small little break, and then when we get back,
we got a few things lined up.
We've got some things lined up for you guys. Mm-hmm. We know you want to hear them. Anyway, we're gonna be right back. We are going to be right back. Hey guys, we are back. And Maria, you have some fun little questions for us, right?
I do. Okay, so this one isn't a seasonal question. Isn't a question, I mean. How do you feel about seasonal depression? Has it hit you or anything? Or or does it usually affect you or no? I feel like in the past years, it always stuck to me somehow. Sometimes in the beginning or in the later mm-hmm. on. I feel like at some point it would always affect me. But honestly, I feel pretty good. I don't feel like it's hit me at all this year. So far. I feel like usually it'll hit me, like, around October.
Yeah, you know, I really felt...
I feel great, honestly.
The most I've been feeling, like... I've just been feeling really anxious, but that really? Is because of my house situation. Yeah. But I know, like, once that's resolved...
Like, you're all good.
Like, I'm gonna be, like, fine. If anything, I'll be more happy than I was before, obviously.
Right.
But, no, I've been, like, this year has been different. This year I've been feeling pretty good.
Right, pretty good, pretty nice.
I mean... I feel like most years...
Even on the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I feel like most years it doesn't affect me too bad. Mm-hmm. It'll just, like you're right. There'll be, like, that period of time where it's, like...
I'm just going, like, ugh. Like, everything's been so repetitive, and, like, you're, like... I don't know. Sometimes it feels, like, all dark. Which, I mean, it is, because, like, it's going darker soon outside. But, I mean, like, spending your time, like, in your room, mm-hmm. not really going out, I feel like it feels like that. Like, just a dark time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I also, like, going out a lot, I feel like, also helps. Because I feel like I've been stuck...
I need to start doing that. Room. I
like make yourself be in the dark.
No. Like I need to start going out more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I do. It's just like,
mm-hmm.
Literally yesterday I was like, I had another.
But like you're not like bed rotting. Is what I mean. Because I feel like that's also it. Like bed rotting, maybe like having everything like closed off.
Oh yeah, no, I don't really do that. But I do spend a lot of my time just like laying down and sitting down.
No, I mean, you don't even step out on your porch? Because you told me you step out on your porch. So I thought, like,
sometimes. I did a
that's
little
that's what I'm saying. Like, just, like, completely being closed off, though. Like, completely.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, bed rotting.
I really want to start working on... Something that hasn't... I really want to start working on getting my screen time down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on my phone a lot. Especially, like, my days off.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I couldn't even tell you what I did yesterday. Sure. Besides, like, just going on TikTok. I play Roblox for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I edited part of the episode.
I mean, I think a nice chill day is fine, but I mean, like, when it's, like, back-to-back, like, I feel like it's easy to get in a negative space. When it's back-to-back. Because I feel like also a chill day like that, like, after you're literally just laying in your bed, it's fine. Because, you know, you just have to chill. But I feel like when it's definitely back-to-back, it can definitely take a toll on you. And it's just, like, probably not healthy.
Yeah. I think that's what I do on my most.
But I also, I am, like, also to, like, watch my phone a lot.
So I feel like I do it on most of my days off. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just kind of do, like, once I get off, like, I admit, like, I immediately always get on my phone. So I'm kind of there for, like, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, when I'm about to go to sleep, I'm there for, like, a good, like, hour before I actually go to sleep. And, no, I was, like, already laying down. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for bed. But I'm not just scrolling.
That's no girl. I mean...
And then after an hour, I'm, like, right to bed. Something's even more. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I'll climb into bed. I'll probably get into bed around, like, 10. Mm-hmm. And I'll sit and scroll on my phone until almost 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I've been there. And that's also part of why I've been going to sleep hella late this week. I've been tired. Because I'm literally making myself go to sleep late. Like, I'm busy scrolling my phone.
That's one of the things that I really want to work on. And I've been...
Watching a show.
I've been working on. Something I've been doing is that I don't hit the pin mm-hmm. after 10:30. Mm-hmm. That's my time that I gotta cut it off. Because mm-hmm. I realized that if I hit it, especially past midnight, mm-hmm. I wake up, first of all, so late, and then mm-hmm. I wake up groggy.
Yeah, because you were also, like, I imagine hitting it plenty of times beforehand yeah. also, right?
And so, like, I stop hitting it around 10:15, 10:30. Mm-hmm. I put her away. I put her in a drawer. Mm-hmm. So she's not even, like, next to me. So, like,
out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. So, like, I put it in a drawer that's, like, across the house. So I'm like, okay. Like, if I really want to hit it, I'm going to have to get out of bed. My mm-hmm. house is cold. So I got trudge through mm-hmm. weather, basically, mm-hmm. to get to my pen. It's not worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I put her away. And then I've been trying to go to bed. I set alarms for 12:45. And then 1:30.
Okay.
And those are my two, like, 12:45 is like, okay, I'm going to start, like, I'm going to lay down, I'm going to...
Unwind, at least.
I'm going to unwind, I'm going to, like, go, at least go wash my face, like, and I'll usually turn off the alarm.
Your bed routine.
I'll usually turn off the 1:30 alarm, because I end up going to bed before that, but mm-hmm. I've been trying to do that more.
Okay, that's good. Trying to do... You've really been on top of it. See, I'm trying to go to sleep by, like, 11:30, because I go in early, so I'm like... 11:30 would have to be the cutoff, but I just have not stuck to it at least this week.
You see, even though I'm doing all these things, I'm mm-hmm. still waking up at, like, 11:30. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to bed around, like, 1:30 last night, and I woke up at 11:30 today, and I said...
Really?
Hello?
I don't know. I guess we gotta, like, get your body used to waking up early. Because you also, like, don't wake up early, right, you said? Mm-hmm. Also just getting your body used to that. Because, I mean, I remember when I was younger, I used to be like, oh, how do morning people get up so early? Like, 5 a.m. or, like, 4 a.m. to be there for these shifts, you know? Like, that could not be me. Because I'm not waking up past, like, on a really good day, 9 a.m. I'll wake up. But besides that, I was probably waking up around 10:30, 11, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'd be going to sleep literally, like, I pull all nighters all the time. I also, like, would fall asleep around, like, 3, 4 in the morning.
I used to do that, too.
Just fine. Would wake up the next day. I mean, tired, yeah. But, like, I'd sleep probably until, like, 2-ish. Sometimes I could wake up at, like, 11 and be fine, also. Right. But, like, 2-ish, like, when it was, like, bad, I guess. Or when I pulled an all-nighter.
There was
time... But, like, you know, my schedule was so, like, up and down that I wouldn't wake up early. Like, I could not, like, oh, before mm-hmm. 9 a.m.? And I'm telling you, even 9 a.m. was, like, good luck.
9 a.m. is pushing
my
it.
Sweet time is 10:30. I've noticed, like, my body will naturally wake up around 10:30, usually. Because even when I go to sleep late, I'm telling you, like, that natural time for me to wake up was, like, 10:30, 11.
There was a period of time where I was going to sleep at, like, 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, and I'd wake up at, like, 3 p.m. and I'd be like, and I remember I'd be like, I hate this so much, I don't know why I keep doing it, but then I just kept doing it every night.
And then you continued doing it. Well, like, I was going to say, I feel like it's just training your body, because, like, I told you, I couldn't wake up for, like, really early shifts. Like, I thought 7 was super early. Like, being at work at 7 was super early. Like, I thought it was too early, girl.
Girl, that is too early for me.
No, yeah, but the thing is, I'm saying now, I'm like, I can wake up for a 7 a.m. shift just fine. Like, I do that all the time.
I get nervous on my 8 a.m. shifts. Mm-hmm. I get nervous. Right,
like, Nature is not that early. Like, I'm still like, that's pretty early. But now I'm like, I mean, yeah, it's early, but it's not like my 5 a.m. shifts, you know?
I do not know how you girls do it.
Mm-hmm. That used to be my mentality of like, how do they fucking do it? Like, ain't no fucking way. I genuinely especially don't. With me, anyway, like, my sleep schedule back then was so fucked up. Now she's a little better. Like, I'm saying, on a good day, I'm usually going to sleep 11:30. Something the latest, like 12:30, I would let it be. But once I get at 1 and past 1, that's too bad. Because I'm waking up, usually I'm waking up like at 5. That's too bad. Well, yeah, because I'm not only going to be stuck with like 3 hours of sleep. Because I'm like 3-ish. Yeah, I think 3-ish hours of sleep. So I'm waking up like at 5. Mm-hmm. To be there at like 6 something.
But when I had my really bad sleep schedule, I'd be going to sleep at like... I still did 8 a.m. shifts. Mm-hmm. And so, girl, I'd be going to sleep around, like, 6:30. Sometimes I'd go to sleep at 7.
See, that's... going to sleep at 7?
No. I mean, sometimes I would be going to sleep around, like, 5 and then wake up around, like, 6:30, 7. Mm-hmm. And I would be running off of, like, an hour and a half of sleep and still get to work. But then still repeat this. Every single Saturday, I'd be like, I'm getting no sleep tonight. It's going to fix my whole sleep schedule.
Yeah, I remember you told me your idea. You're like, I'm not gonna sleep this night, and I'm not gonna sleep this night, but on this night, I'm gonna sleep and it'll fix it all. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, the end of it, you're like trying to make it seem logical too, and I'm like, no.
No, because it's worked for me in the past. It's just, I couldn't get it to work for me this time.
I feel like your body's catching up, girl.
I know. Whoa!
Well, yeah, because like, we're finally getting older, because like, I'm telling you, like, I used to be able to pull all nights and all that. I feel like I haven't pulled an all night in forever. I'm not even gonna lie. Not even, I feel like. I haven't pulled one probably since like, 19-ish, 18-ish.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like 19. Because I don't feel like I pulled all-nighters at 20.
I feel like I can still
pull because that's when I also really started my, like, morning shifts. Ew! You just burped in my face, bitch! Oh my god.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why that came out. I didn't even push it out. I don't even know.
I don't think even processed it. Because you, like, blankly stared at me after. You like blankly stared at me and I was like, oh my god.
I don't know why that happened.
You just had to let that guess out, girl.
Let's go to church real quick.
Church?
When we were in New York and I finally...
Oh, you tuned in my face? Oh my god.
That one was also an accident.
That was so funny.
I think about
trying to like contain ourselves in a church car because people were actively praying while we were just like running away. Of course, I ran away. I didn't want to be in your stench, and then you came after me. Okay, so like I wanted to show you this video. So like Teenie, like she's like a popular chef on TikTok, right? Like that's where I first ever heard her on TikTok, and like a lot of her recipes look really good. Like and I follow that recipe that when I make my macaroni and cheese. It's Teenie's.
Is it really?
It's Teenie's mac and cheese. Is it good? That's the recipe. It's so fucking good. I love it. I made it so many times already. Like, I love her mac and cheese. And of course, I'm going to make her mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. Anyways.
Are you going to bring me some?
Probably not. Well, because, like, I'm thinking about it. Like, if I'm going to bring it for my family, they're going to eat it. Then, obviously, bitch, I'm going to eat it. I love that mac and cheese. It's so good. So, I'm like, I don't think there will be enough left for you. So, to bring you a slice is, like, I think that's, like, impossible, honestly. But, anyways, of course, I'm making that this Thanksgiving. And, anyways, I started seeing this drama over, like, her, like, mac and cheese. Apparently, some people were like, it's not good, blah, blah, blah. But, like, everyone's like, no. Because, like, obviously, plenty of people have made it. And they're like, it's so easy. Like, also, just like the ingredients, it's a pretty basic thing. But these girls, they posted this TikTok on me, like, we made your mac and cheese, and it was terrible. Girl, her mac and cheese.
I saw this.
Their mac and cheese was not it, too. Like, you could see, like, crumbs on there. Tina said not to put any breadcrumbs in your mac and cheese, first of all. So, like, you know they didn't follow the recipe. But also, the way it looked, like, it looked like a peach cobbler.
Do you like breadcrumbs in a mac and cheese?
I don't.
See, do you? I do. I love.
No, I don't like them.
I always put breadcrumbs on top of my mac and cheese. I think it's...
I love the crunch at the top, but not from breadcrumbs.
I love a crunchy... Anyway, yeah, but I saw their mac and cheese. I saw
it
their video.
It looked like a peach cobbler. It was fucking like a ugly. Mac and cheese.
It was bad.
It did not look good.
Here's a picture for all those.
See, well, I couldn't find a picture. I was going to show you the video, but they deleted it.
Oh.
They deleted it. So unless you can, like, find it somehow.
Then I don't think I got a picture for y'all. Sorry.
But yeah. Well, I was going to just show you Tina's mac and cheese because hers looks so good. Like, theirs look nothing like that. But I'm so glad you saw the video, because I was how am I going to explain this to him?
I saw it. It looked
It did not look good at all. It's like, you know, they didn't follow her recipe.
And I looked.
Also, they said it took them 3 hours to make. I don't ever remember it taking me 3 hours to make.
Theirs looked
really bad. Also, I remember they said it like, we pay like $150 something. It's like, again, whenever I made it, I'm not spending $150 for the ingredients.
I didn't see their video. I saw some woman talking about their
like
video.
Like, stitching it? Yeah. See, I saw the stitch video first, but then I saw the second one. Well, the main one of them.
I wish I watched it.
No, girl. I even commented on it. But they're like, you're joking. They're mad. Like, I really was, because in my thing, I was like, they're gotta be joking.
Maria was gobsmacked.
Like,
girl, I was,
because that recipe is so fucking easy. Like, I'm not always cooking, honestly, right? Because I still live at home. So, like, my mom's, like, always cooking. Like, she's the main one. Like, I'm there helping her, but, like, she's the one mainly doing everything. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, I'm not a chef or anything, but even I can make this mac and cheese. Like, I make it all, but, I mean, it's such simple ingredients, so I feel like it also is hard to mess up. But, like, it's also so, like, I followed the recipe. It's so easy. Like, I've done it by myself plenty of times. How did you mess it up so bad?
I don't know. It looked, like, it was crazy.
Like, it didn't even look like macaroni and cheese to me when
it was. It looked it. So, it almost looked burnt.
Yeah, it did. I feel like I was dropping it also. It's just not it.
But yeah. I swear, you can make breadcrumbs and mac and cheese so tasty. Don't listen to them.
You're gonna bring me yours. Maybe I just haven't tried yours.
Don't do that to me.
No, you gotta make it.
I hate
this. Could be another one of your videos. You did the, what was it? Pozole. I'm telling you, that pozole was so fucking good. Like, you really popped off on that pozole.
I don't think I'm good at making cooking videos.
But you... Why?
Because I don't think...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I don't think I'm being funny during the cooking video. Like, when I watch Brittany Breslin do her cooking videos, I'm laughing.
Well, you know what? She probably scripts some of her jokes. Like, a comedian's. Bitch, professional comedians, they, like, script some of their jokes. Obviously, maybe not, like, everything, because, like, you know, have some naturalness in there. But, like, I know comedians, they'll, like, write their script beforehand, you know, like, what kind of jokes they're going to be telling that night.
I don't think I'm going to post the pozole video.
You haven't posted it? Honestly, I thought you posted it.
No, I started editing it, and
yeah,
I was like...
Yeah, maybe I'm a hater, because you know what? I've never even seen your videos. Not a hater, but, like, not a supporter. Because I've never watched any of your videos, and I just realized, you know what? If I did watch those videos, I wouldn't have known if you posted it.
Yeah, you would know. Is she a watcher?
I don't watch.
I would watch
I'm
your videos.
I'm not supportive.
I would watch your videos. I would. And you know what? I would like and I would comment that like, you look so beautiful.
I'll start watching some of them now. I mean, I don't even watch ours fully. I used to for a period of time, but I used to watch them like all from the beginning to end.
And now that they're good, she said, I don't gotta watch them more. They're actually edited well, I'm throwing pictures at the screen. I'm adding text.
But, like, most of them, like, halfway, I'm like, oh, I'm done. Everybody. I, like, don't go back to them. But I was like, we're fucking funny. Anytime I have watched
I know.
I'm always laughing at what both of us are saying.
I know. I don't know. I find it hard to find funny moments of me.
No, you're funny. Like, this whole moment, you were so funny.
I know.
Okay, Drew. You're feeling Drew? Drew Barrymore, you do.
Oh, that is so crazy. What makes you all soft and gushy? Like, ew. What are you talking
Martha
about?
Martha was not into it.
No, she said.
Not you.
She said, get the fuck off of me.
Please and thank you.
Oh my god, that is so funny. I love Drew Barrymore though. But that wasn't really.
Oh my gosh, we had Drew Barrymore. So I somewhat recently saw this movie that she's in. It's a weird ass movie, girl.
E.T.?
No.
Oh.
I've never watched E.T. I hate that E.T. guy. He's scary. I never liked him. That's part of the reason why I never watched it. Get his from your way.
Do that.
Get the fuck away from me. But there's this movie I saw recently. I forgot what it's called. Never Been Kissed, I think. And she's in it. But it's so weird. I can't even remember. Okay, so like basically it's like, no, I remember. So basically Drew, she's like a grown-ass woman in the movie. She's like supposed to be like a 30-year-old, I think, or like a late 20-year-old in the movie. Mm-hmm. And like, her character, like, is a journalist, and she goes to school, to a high school, and she like tries to be like a popular like teen, like how to like get like the scoop of like the teenage life, you know?
Weird.
And anyway, she ended up being like the loser one in it, because like she was still like, I guess, behaving the way she did like when she did go to high school. Mm-hmm. You know, so she ended up being like the loser kind of, like, getting the loser kind of experience,
A nerd.
And not the popular, yeah. So then, like, her brother ended up coming into the school. I forgot how he ended up coming. Well, he ended up, like, also being, again, a grown-ass man, going into the high school, also, like, late 20s, something like that. No, I think he's supposed to be early 20s, going back to high school. And he ended up being the popular one, like, how he used to be when he did go to high school. And basically, Drew, I think she starts falling for one of the high school boys. Like, her character. Not, okay, I should say Drew, because, like, it's her character. But, like, she still played a character. It's the character that starts falling for
Drew Barrymore?
Like, Drew's character falls for, like, the teenage boy, and is like, girl, what are you doing? And, like, same thing with, like, the brother character also, like, starts falling for, like, a teenage character. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, this is a weird movie. Like, technically, you're 30.
Drew Barrymore.
And you're going for the other it's not Drew. It's her character. I remember watching and be like, this movie's all kinds of messed up.
Drew Barrymore, we need to have a talk.
But anyways, now. I just want to talk about that. I just remembered that.
That's crazy.
It was a weird movie. I think it's called Never Been Kissed. Honestly, the movie wasn't... I didn't enjoy it that much, honestly. It was supposed to be a rom-com. That's why I watched it, but... Yeah! Well, she is. Okay, I will say... The character does end up going for the teacher later. But even the teacher... No, it's all kinds of weird. Because the teacher... He didn't know that she actually wasn't a teenager. So he was feeling all conflicted. You know?
Ew.
That's the other thing. That's also the other part where I was kind of like, that's weird. Why is he feeling conflicted?
But also, like...
When Drew's character's flirting. Because, like, yeah, you don't know that she's an adult. But, like, you think she's a minor. So, like, why are you so conflicted? Like, you should be conflicted. It should be, obviously, it's like, no. Like, she's only 16 in the movie.
I mean,
her character, because, like...
The teacher ex-student thing I've always loved, but...
No, yeah. But, like, still. But, like, now, as an adult, it's like, I'm sorry. No. Obviously, now you're like...
Drew Barrymore, we need to have a conversation. Get on this couch and hold my hand now.
But then, her character... Yeah, she goes for the... Oh, stop! No! She goes for the teacher.
May I have a question?
Mm. Oh my gosh.
What makes you soft and gooey?
Can't believe it. I thought you were going to do the lip thing, and then you did it. If we were to have one last conversation, what would you want it to be about? For me, I already have my answer. So for me, my last conversation with you, I want it to be about, like, probably, like, the pod, or just, like, how our friendship had grown.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, talking about, like, the beginning, you know, that's how what our conversation was about.
Okay.
Like our last conversation.
Okay. And like
it's also like assuming that like you don't know.
Okay, that I don't know it's gonna be our last conversation. Yeah.
But like if you had to look back at one last conversation, I would want to be something like that. Like maybe we're like talking about the paw, you know, we're laughing, you know. Or maybe we're like talking about our friendship. So then when I look back at that last conversation, I'll be like, well, we're like talking about our like friendship.
I would love to
what? We're not talking away. Oh, I don't want this to be our last conversation.
Oh, I would love for I would love for, like, I don't know, like, maybe for it to be an episode. Like, because, you know, I always have such a good time. I always, you know, I love filming the podcast. It's my favorite thing to do.
No, girl, I love it too. Girl, we love it so much. We've been filming for, like, 2 hours.
I know,
this is going to be a long episode,
I know,
y'all.
We got to wrap this up. But I was just, you know, I'd want it to be an episode.
Yeah.
I love filming our
episodes. Like, you would love this episode to be our last one?
No, not this one.
No fucking way.
But like in
you would love it to be an episode, but just not as
no, I know. I would like it to be an episode like really far in the future, like when we're like already rich and famous, and then you
wait, but that's like controversial at that point, because like why
are we splitting
so
up?
Far in we're splitting up that we're never like does someone die, like, is there drama, like what happened
that and we never talk about it.
We got it. Like what's happening?
We,
oh my god,
we never talk about
that's
it
scary,
and we just move on, and they're like, what happened to Charbox crew? And every time they ask, we're like, we're sorry, we can't speak about that.
Oh my god.
Every single time.
That's scary. Tabloids. I hate for that to happen.
Tabloids are like, Nathaniel, I need to hear about Maria. And I'm like,
who is that?
Don't know her. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Never met Maria ever before.
That would be all cut. I don't know what you're talking about. And keep walking, get in the limo, and I cry in the limo.
Aw, how sweet. Well, I guess we can end it now.
In the episode?
No, yeah, the whole thing.
Wrap it up.
I'm in the episode because, like, girl, we've been filming for like 2 hours.
Well, do you want to ask like one more? Yeah,
let's. I mean,
just
I have one more thing.
Let's just like, ask like one more.
Okay.
One more.
Okay. What do you think your life's biggest lesson has been so far, and how did it shape you?
Oh, that.
I feel like this was like a hard one because, like, even I don't have like my biggest lesson and what it's taught me. I guess like because it's more like a one-time thing that happened for lesson. But, like, dealing with, like, my hard times. Like, anytime I did get, like, depressed or something like that. Because, mm-hmm. like, anytime I double fit when I was, like... At least the times I remember it significantly was, like, in middle school. Middle school? Like, 7th grade? That's when it was... I feel like 6th grade. I don't know what the fuck I said. But, I mean, like, 6th grade, I was still, like, relatively fine. I feel like 7th grade was, like, I mean, really started going downhill. And then 7th grade to, like, sophomore year, like, later sophomore year, things finally started getting better. And then again, I had that period again when it started, like 18, probably to, like, 20.
Mm-hmm.
20-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like each time I learned how to handle it, obviously, because, like, I've grown from, I mean, middle school mentality, you know.
Mm-hmm, that's what I like to hear.
So I feel like just handling stuff like that, and, like, but also seeing, like, how, like, those times also, like, I guess, helped me out in life. Because, like, obviously, I wouldn't have grown if I didn't experience some of those things.
Uh-huh.
Some of those, like, stuff I could have gone to.
I could, I read.
I could have, like, gone without. But I feel like some of the moments, like, I simply see, like, how some of those moments definitely, like, altered everything and changed everything for me now. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, so it's sorry. True. No, it's not that. You were talking, I just, like...
What?
I stuck my tongue out, and I didn't realize it was out until, like, for, until it was out for a second. I said...
What's happening to your body? I said... Because it knows you burped, now you got your tongue out. Like, what is happening?
Sorry, I really don't
now
know.
Now he's picking his ear. Get that finger away.
What's that pick?
God, I saw you went. You went in there. I saw you digging.
Oh my god, okay. Well, I guess we ended there.
So you're not gonna talk about your life. I'm sorry. He literally was like, no, ask one more question. Like, fucking ask one more question. And I ask a question, and then you don't even answer it?
Sorry, I thought I answered.
No! What did you say?
I didn't think I answered.
You said damn thing. You started laughing.
I was being funny.
You're so funny.
I know. My biggest life lesson.
Mm. And how it affected you.
Fuck, you girl, you know I'm probably being serious.
I'm sorry, the way you say you fucking
Deuce. Hey, Deuce. My biggest life is to never trust Deuce, first of all.
Or anyone like Deuce.
Anybody like Deuce. And trust me, we've had some people like Deuce. Mm-hmm. I guess I will play off of that, though. Probably, like, not letting people take as advantage of me as I've let them take me in the past.
Because so he definitely altered your perspective on stuff like that?
Who's he? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, my perspective has definitely been altered from... And also not even that,
from other moments, like you said,
like, from middle school, like, I still remember, like, the first, like, you know, first time, like, someone, like, used me for pictures, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they, like, blocked me immediately after, and I was like... I still remember being, like, I was literally, I know, like, I still remember being so confused, and then, like, you know, things went on, so my, you know, my nudes, oh, yeah, like, this is, like, getting, like, we don't gotta talk about all of it, but, like, you know, my nudes getting exposed at high, and my, as a freshman, being posted to, like, the whole school scene.
That's crazy.
From that, you know, a lot of these are, like, kind of nude-related.
What happened, and it's what altered it.
I know, and, like, you know, and you see, each time I didn't really learn that much. Because I would still send them out. And I guess now I still haven't really learned that much about nudes. Because, like, Rich, I'm telling you, when we're rich and famous, they're going to get posted. I'm already, at this point, I might just, like, post them on Twitter myself.
Really?
Because, like,
don't let them win.
Because I already know that, like, they're going to get posted. Because I'm telling you, on Grindr alone, at least 1,000 people have my picture. At least 1,000 pictures. From, like, the 2 times we went to New York, that's, like, 500 people alone.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, at least 1,000 people on that app alone. And then all the pictures I sent in high school.
No, it's definitely a lot. A way to bring it back. Do you think, like, maybe the reasoning, like, for me, I know I sent some for just validation. Not really because I was even into the person or into the moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There were times I was still fully clothed. They were just the ones already in there.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was solely sending out for the validation. I was trying to feel a little good.
There was a period, when I was in high school,
and obviously that wasn't the best thing.
When I was in high school, I did it a lot. I remember one time I was... You're gonna don't say anything, okay? This is so embarrassing. Ooh. So me and my family went out to dinner. I'm not gonna tell you what place it is because so embarrassing. But we went out to dinner. It was Cracker Barrel. Yeah, no, I ended up working there. But anyway, my family went out to Cracker Barrel, and this guy was. We were texting while I was at dinner with my family, and I sent him the picture I already had saved. He said, "No, I want a live one." I said, "I can't. I'm at dinner."
Yeah.
He said, "Figure it out. I want a live one." Oh, and so I said, "Excuse me. I'm going to the bathroom." Bitch, I went in the bathroom and took live nudes for this man.
Oh my goodness.
During my family dinner restaurant. Yeah, during a family outing while I was at dinner. And that one, I still remember while I was doing it, I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, like literally, what am I
doing? And that's when I cut it back a little bit. Because that's when I was like, wow, this has really gotten.
Yeah.
Like a bit far.
Yeah, because I will say there were times when like I did feel really good while doing it. But then I'm telling you, I did get to. That point of the shift where I wasn't doing it for any sort of pleasure. Just like, I'm just trying to like feel a little
Girl.
Just trying to find some sort of good in this.
And then the way that I would want like someone that wouldn't typically send me a nude to be like, I want them to send me one to say something to me.
Mm-hmm,
and sometimes they did. And that was the time where I actually had fun with it, where I'd be like, I didn't think they were going to say anything about me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did. But other times when it was like a fucking uggo, I'd be like, why am I doing this?
No, literally like, oh, what am I up to? Well, on that
anyway,
note.
Anyway, what a sad ending.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready to
what a way to end it. Oh, that was sad. Come on now. They got some tea.
Are you ready to... They
got
some tea.
They got some lore.
Are you ready to wrap things up?
Yes.
Bria.
What is it?
Question.
What is it? What's on that noggin?
Where can everyone... find us.
What is your finger called, bro? You're like E.T., dude. That long-ass finger is so cold. Feel my hand. Oh my god, it's freezing. That's me, my feet. Yeah. My feet are always cold.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh my god, you have some cold tootsies.
You wear socks
to sleep?
I love
tootsies. Sometimes.
I wear socks. Especially during these cold months.
No, that's usually what I do, but sometimes I wear them, sometimes I don't. But anyways, you guys can find us on all streaming platforms. Literally every single one. So you can't miss us. Yeah, it's gonna be all in this... circle?
Y'all see it. It's two waves and the chatterbox crew is ding right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, logo. Is that what you're doing? A logo? Is that what you're talking about?
No. It's just the word chatterbox crew right here. Oh. Ding.
Well, now you know. We're working on the logo right now.
We're still trying to
and
figure out.
And there's something that goes ting.
Yeah, ting. We're still trying to figure out like the vibes.
Yeah,
like,
we got two things, but the thing is, we love both. So we want both things incorporated in some way.
But it's hard because like.
I feel like we thought of a good one though. The first thing first and the last thing first.
I don't know. We'll talk about it more. We'll talk about more making TikToks.
But yeah.
Where can they find you?
You can find me. What are they saying?
Oh.
About us. You can find us on all three platforms as Chatterbox Crew.
Every single one, baby.
And if you want to find us on any other, like, Twitter, any other platforms, like Twitter, TikTok, you know. What?
She know we don't use Twitter.
We don't. Should we just stop saying it, honestly?
No. Keep saying it.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, we want...
So then why say something?
Sorry.
Literally, it's like, what does he want me to do?
Sorry.
He just wants to yell at a woman. Anyways, TikTok, YouTube, you know, every single one as the Chatterbox Crew. And, none of him acting like he's a victim. You know, he was like, why are you even saying that? You know we don't post there. Anyways, you find me also on TikTok and Instagram. Instagram is xo.xo.maria with two a's at the end. And TikTok is whatsup_maria. And if you don't want to look any of this up, it's in the description also. Nothing on you. There's like a little hair here.
If you want to find me, because I know you too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to figure out ways to like make more TikToks for my personal account, but I just like have a hard time doing that.
I feel like acting ones also just like
I want to make more spooky acting shots. Ones. But I don't think anyone's thirsty for this water right now.
No, you gotta make them thirsty. Just make them thirsty. Those are pictures you said you showed me.
No, those pictures I said were do.
Some of them were pretty good, honestly. Like, I actually fuck with some of them.
I like the vibe. I just need to do it again, I think. Anyway, if you want to find me, I always do this. I always almost not say my name. I keep almost forgetting to say. If you want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it right now. Right now, bitch. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And again, everything is all down there. It's all nice and organized. First is the pod, then it's me, then it's Maria stuff.
Oh, so I'm last. First is me, then it's pod. Then
no,
Maria.
No, the pod is always first.
And then
someone had to go first.
I know.
Which, like, in hindsight, maybe I should put you first because you have less than me, but, like, it's too late.
You can't go back.
No, it's too late. I already have it copied and pasted. Like, it's just, like, girl, you think I'm putting all that in every time?
You can't copy again, paste that one on.
No.
Too much work for the editor.
It's too much. But they're all down there. So, anyway. Maria, are you ready to...
I am. I'm ready to end this right now. I'm sick of this. Right. I don't want to work with you ever again. This is the last episode. This is the last conversation.
No, I'm joking. Not after I go blonde.
Oh my gosh. Guys, he's making me want to go blonde. I told him, like, I don't know. I feel like my mom always told me, like really bright colors on tans. She'd always say that looks naka. And I guess, like, in a way to translate it in English, it looks, like, tacky is, like, what she was trying to say. And, like, not in a good way, obviously. She's trying to say you look tacky.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I've always wanted blonde hair. I actually got a blonde wig when I was a kid. I still remember this.
I got a Draculaura wig when I was a kid.
You told me.
Oh, yeah. We have talked about
you're
that.
You're a little bitch for that one. No, you're a little asshole for that one. I mean, not a little bitch. You're a little asshole for that one.
I was not. Anyway.
But it's in the funniest way. Once I got this wig, right, it was a blonde hair wig. And it was curly, too, because I wanted blonde hair and I wanted curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't have that. I have black hair and it's straight. But anyways, I got it. I got that wig as a kid. And I remember I was living in an apartment complex at the time. And I was walking around my cousin because she also got a wig. I still remember.
Y'all said.
We were out of our wigs, girl. She had one. It was like brown, I think, or red. And it was like just a braid to the side.
Y'all said, hey.
Yeah, we were taking it out for a walk, letting everyone see our new hair. So anyways, we're at the circle of the apartment complex. And like, that's where the main office is at. And I guess like the lady was out when we were walking by. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love y'all's hair. She's like, come here. Yeah, we're like fucking eight. So we fucking come over, you know. We water ourselves over. And then, you know, her and the person she's talking to, because she was talking to someone, she was, like, touching her hair, just, like, the main one, the office lady, she's touching her hair, and when she gets to me, she says, is this your real hair? And I was like, no.
You said no to her?
Yeah, I was like, no, but I remember being, like, so confused, because I was like, oh, see, this is my real hair, like, listen, it's a wig, and she was not a good wig, she was a Party City wig. Like, I know she saw, you know how it looks from the wig area, like, some of the parts are sparse, so I was like, I know this is lying. Like, I remember being,
is this your real hair? You're like, I wish you would have said yes.
Sure. No, is. I said no. I was like, no.
Sure.
But I was so confused. But anyways, you kind of inspired me to wanting blonde hair now. And also, like, I keep seeing TikToks. Like, there's one lady, she had this, like, icy platinum hair. You saw it. It was, like, yeah, really good. Yeah. And I'm like, I think I kind of want
to
do
it. I think, I hate to say it, I think it's true what they say about blondes.
You have fun?
I think it's true.
Girl, I told you would look really good with blonde hair.
I know, I didn't think so. But now that I did it, I'm really happy that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really good.
Okay, I bet you do. You're in this new era and I love it.
I've been really... Anyway, are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any crazy stuff. I know. Anyway, girls, we gotta go. We gotta make some TikTok. It's getting dark outside. It's winter time. It's getting dark nice and early.
It's only 5.
And so we gotta go. So remember, everyone always remember, my name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
Goodbye.